Welcome, everybody, to episode 368 of RP Grinders. I'm your returning host this week, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Breakman the Bold, Eric the Great, and it looks like the Frosty One himself are on kind of assignment this week. So it's just going to be you and I, Break.
Eric showed up at Moria's orgy.
You know what? That's what it is, man. Eric probably showed up to orgy number, what is he up to, 10 now?
I keep count.
Yeah, I lose count. Yeah.
Not stranger.
Freak5 says, A, he sent you a would you rather, and B, he's turning off his webcam. How did you know his pants were off? That's an interesting question, Break. How did you know Freak5's pants were off?
So, how was your week, Frank?
It was fine. I asked you a question, but apparently what? He didn't. I like the way that you kind of skipped over that.
Politically dodged the question.
Yeah, it was nice, man. You know what? It was a trying week. Right up until showtime last week, I thought I was going to be on last week. The week before, I was not, and I wasn't on last week. But I really did think I was going to be here last week, but something came up last minute that was super, uber important that needed my attention. And, I just couldn't do it. So I appreciate you and Eric hanging in there. Last week we had Jason Venture from Honest Gamers, and I did not get a chance to listen to the show, but I heard you guys had a great show. So I appreciate you guys kind of carrying on the torch for a week for me. So that was really cool.
I hope you're feeling better.
I am.
I honestly don't know what was going on. I mean, Eric kind of maybe gave me an idea what might have been going on, so I hope you're all right.
Oh, I'm all right, dude. It's nothing serious. It wasn't health related to me, but Wivix had some health issues, and there was some other shit that was going on, man, that I right up until showtime, I did not know I was not going to be on. But luckily, I'm back this week. We're going to run through the news. There's a shit ton of news. There's some stuff that Eric wants me to mention, which I will mention when we get to Stinko's, but
you did mention that Peanuts movie is the greatest thing you've ever saw, and everyone should go see it.
I don't know about that, man. But maybe. I heard it was decent, so, you know, Peanuts is always a good, fun.
I was being sarcastic. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, no, I know, man.
Maybe it's some dying SARS virus that you can't. That's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah, Freak5 says his webcam.
I might not last the rest of the show.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. Your voice is you're kind of sick, dude. So that's you're a trooper, brother. You're hanging in there. But Freak5 says he unplugged his webcam, but he thought it was off. You must have like a special way of getting onto his webcam. Wyland says if he's not responding in chat,
that light's not on, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly. He says he's practicing some stuff in Killer Instinct. That's cool, Wyland. Tough news about Scott Wyland this week, the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots. He passed away, found cocaine in his room. Obviously, I mean, a logical conclusion. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Freak5 asked, did you like the Whirly Birds, Breakman? That's what he's asking you. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about there. He also says,
I'm sorry, if I hadn't mentioned, I have the swine flu, and right now, like, my head's in a fog. You might have to.
Yeah, remind Breakman about that. All right, let's get started with news. Let's get this shit done. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Eve, Burst Error R, announced for the PS Vita and PC. That's kind of an odd combination, Break. PC and PS Vita. Classic visual novel from the late and Mistreat, I don't know, creator Hiroyuki Kano is coming to PS Vita and PC as Eve Burst Error R in 2016 in Japan, latest issue of Weekly Famitsu reveals. So the graphics are updated, etc., etc. visual novels. I know Eric is mostly in visual novels. Have you had a chance to check out any visual novels? Are you into visual novels, Brake?
Not really.
Yeah. I like watching them. Like, I'll watch YouTube Let's Plays of visual novels, but myself, I'd rather play a real game. I mean, I know there are real games too, but Eric is the guru when it comes to visual novels. He likes the erotic ones too, which is cool. So I defer to Eric on a lot of that stuff. Let's move on to the next story, Brake. Do you have the next one, second story?
You ever finish the erotic novels, or just like, are we getting a review of like the first few pages?
I have not. Eric does. Eric reviews them. He does a lot of hentai stuff.
No, you misunderstood what I said.
What were you saying?
Does he actually finished the visual, the erotic visual?
Yeah. I tell you what, he finishes the visual novels after he finishes. Let's make that assumption right now. So
maybe I should have gone down this rabbit hole. This is my fault, though.
For sure.
I blame the swine flu that's killing me.
Freak5 says he was doing whirlybirds. You were looking through his webcam. Whirlybirds. It's also called helicopter dick. So that's, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen
that. Okay, see, I wouldn't have known that anyway. Destructoid. Demon's Souls might be coming to PlayStation 4. Okay. Yeah. I think that's about it, right?
Well, that's kind of cool. Demon Souls, like if they came out with like an updated version of Demon Souls on the PS4, that'd be kind of a neat little treat, I guess. As long as they don't charge me $50-$60 for it, I'd be down for that. You know, like a budget $20-$25 game.
But that's cool. Chances are we'll find out more about it on this weekend at the PlayStation Experience in San Francisco.
Yeah, for sure. Final Fantasy VI, rated for PC. This comes to us from Destructoid. Probably the ugly mobile port, which it really is ugly. Have you seen that mobile port of Final Fantasy VI, Break?
Screenshots.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly, man. While Square Enix has not made any official announcements regarding the matter, the publisher has re-released a number of classic Final Fantasy games on the platform recently. Precedence has followed. This is likely an enhanced version of the mobile port rather than the original game or a full-blown remake, as we've seen with the PC editions of Final Fantasy 3, 4, and 5. So this is a non-story. So there you go. Maybe Final Fantasy 6 for the PC. But
I wish they do 3D ports of all their old Final Fantasy. They have yet to touch 5 and 6.
Yeah, I'm interested in a 5 or 6 remake, especially 6. It's who is it that does not like 6? I think it might be Mug, but
that's Moria. Yeah.
Yeah, 6 in my view is
Moria like fun.
Yeah, he doesn't. Mug does not like fun. So, you know, in my opinion, 6 is probably up there with Dragon Quest VIII as the greatest game of all time. Let's go on to the next story from Silicon Era. I'll read this one, Break. I know you're kind of hurting, dude. Visual novel Honey Rose shows off its schoolgirl wrestling action in first trailer. And, dude, I don't know if you've had a chance to see this trailer. It's pretty funny, dude. The first trailer beat 'em up visual novel Honey Rose Underdog Fighter Extraordinaire is out. You play as a student who has to juggle her wrestling matches with attending class and graduating. This means you'll have to work on two sets of stats for the titular schoolgirl. What's funny about this, it kind of reminds me of Persona. You know how, like, you have a dating life that you have to kind of take care of and, like, kind of a social system type deal in addition to, like, the dungeon thing? That's kind of like the lines are going with this, but in visual novel form.
This is what high school would be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you're fighting life to not die against evil monsters, but at the same time you have to manage like social shit. Like
yeah, for sure.
Not the wrong people, like wrong crowd or some stupid high school bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Freak5 says that Eric was reading the visual novels with one hand. I can only imagine what the other hand was doing. Freak5 also says he's been playing Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2, which are awesome games. They're good stuff. They're fun. It's 2 doesn't have the camera, the control issues, but, you know, it kind of sucks. But it's a fun game. One is really fun. I remember one being a little bit better than two, if my memory serves me. But on the next story break, what do we got from Gamatsu?
Coming to us from Gamatsu, Stranger of Sword City, limited edition announced. $59, you get tracks and posters and shit like that.
Yeah, poster, disc, stuff like that. Yeah, kind of standard shit. I think
it's pretty good value. But
yeah, we always talk about the soundtrack. It has two discs, one with 19 and one with 18 tracks. So that sounds like a pretty decent deal, you know?
Instead of like a soundtrack sampler like we normally get. Yeah. Although I'm sure that's not even how the total amount of tracks that are in game, but still.
Yeah, probably. But that's, you know, that's good. I don't know. It's a good deal, I think. But Freak Pie says, lost us. Yes, we're back. We're just going to have audio issues the entire show. I can tell already. So just bear with us. We'll get through it. Next story from Gamatsu. 2D action RPG Fallen Legion announced for PS4. Actil, in collaboration with developer Yummy Yummy Tummy and Minsphere, that's awesome, Yummy Yummy Tummy, has announced Fallen Legion, a new action RPG coming to the PS4 via the PlayStation Network in the summer of 2016. Isn't it weird? We're talking about 2016 like it's so far away, break, and it's like just around the corner. It's so weird, but... then it goes on to explain...
Summer, yep. 7 months away.
Yeah. Fallen Legion begins with Princess Cecile standing on a battlefield, her army behind her, and a brigade of beasts approaching. Her father, the king, died and passed on a grimoire with the ability to breathe life into weapons. That's kind of cool. This grimoire knows the truth about her country, Fenumia, which isn't the ideally kingdom its citizens believe it is. And then it's got a full story on the website. So it looks kind of exciting, and along the lines of like maybe an Odin Sphere, something of those deals. Freak5KS says, Zombie Anonymous, his show, doesn't have those problems. You don't do a live show, fuckface, so I know how it is, dude. Like, you can definitely hide some of your misgivings in post when you're doing a recorded show. But it's a good show. You guys should listen to it. Zombies Anonymous, about zombies, starring Freak 5 Chaos. So there you go. All right, break. What do we got next? Oh, can I read this one? Can I read this one, man? I'm a big wizardry guy, man. Sorry. I'll let you do the next two. Also from Gamatsu, Wizardry, Labyrinth of Lost Souls, PS Vita, trophies surface. Wizardry, Labyrinth of Lost Souls, first released for PS3 in 2009 and for the iOS in 2011, may be coming to the PS Vita. Wizardry series first began in 1981. It will celebrate its 35th anniversary in September next year. This particular Wizardry, I played the demo, Breakman. I don't know if you got the demo for Wizardry Labyrinth of Lost Souls. And it was hard as fucking fuck, dude. It was difficult. I didn't purchase it for that reason. It just, if the demo was any indication of the real game, it was just too much. It was just way too much. Yeah, it was just too hard, man. It wasn't fun difficult. It was just difficult, and I don't like those type of games, man. I don't know about you.
It depends on how the difficulty is. If it's a fair difficulty, if it's something that you can accomplish with practice.
Yeah, no, you know? it reminded me a lot of. Did you ever play Darkspire? I don't think you have. It's a DS game, and it was just hard just for the sake of being hard. It was like, what is that game? Etrian Odyssey times 10, man. And Etrian Odyssey was fucking hard, but at least that was something I could deal with. But Darkspire was just fucking hard just for hard's sake. You know, it was just stupid.
The game that I compare to the hard for hard's sake is probably Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, it's along those lines, dude. That's
as much as I do enjoy Ghosts and Goblins. Just those are games that are unfairly hard when your enemies can just come out of the ground underneath you at random times. You know,
right?
Jump in the air and they can appear in the air where you're jumping. Like, oh, come on!
Cheap. In other words, that's what you're talking about. Cheap difficulty. That's how Darkspire is, man. It's just cheap difficulty, man. You'll walk like two feet in game, and like you'll get a random encounter with this wicked ass like monster that you think you can beat, and you can't. Like you just, you have to be uber patient in that game, and sometimes I run out of patience, and I have a lot of patience. But Ghost, you know, the funny story about that Ghosts and Goblins break is at one point I was able to beat that game on one quarter, if you can believe that. I mean, that's how we've evolved as gamers as we've gone along. Like back in the day, you had to like force yourself to get good at games when you went to the arcade, whether it was Street Fighter or Ghosts and Goblins or other games, you know, like Galaga's, Pac-Man, stuff like that. You kind of were forced to get better and better, you know. And I got good enough to beat that game on one quarter, if you can actually believe that. But because I just kind of anticipated everything at the time. And now, if I were to play Ghosts and Goblins, dude, holy shit, I would just fucking die. It's hard. Did I lose you, Brake?
No, I'm just listening. You didn't lose me when you said you beat it on one quarter, but I definitely stopped listening.
Yeah. You're like, fuck that. Yeah, it's definitely a hair-pulling thing. It took me a while to get that good at that game, but it was one of my all-time faves. But all right, man, let's move on to the next story. Break.
Okay, coming to us from this is Destructoid, sorry.
Yeah.
Coming from Destructoid, Star Ocean. Integrity and faithlessness has been delayed in Japan. Star Ocean 5? Wait, yeah, is it Integrity and Faithlessness or 5?
It's 5. That's what the
tagline. Star Ocean 5 has been delayed till March 31st.
Yeah, so that's the story there. That's kind of sad. It won't get here for a long time. I'm guessing probably late next year, if next year, which sucks because I like the Star Ocean series, man. They're pretty fun. Freak Five's bitching about the ads on Ustream. Dude, I wish I had an alternative. If anybody knows an alternative for us, let me know, because I've had the issues with Ustream forever. So if I can switch it up and go to something different, I mean, we were using Justin at some point, which was pretty good, but they're no longer. So I'm relegated to Ustream right now. So if there's an alternative that works with everything, then I'd be willing to do it for sure. Especially with no ads. I think people would enjoy that. But all right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Dragon Quest Monsters Joker 3 launches March 24th in Japan. So there's a story there. Pre-order bonuses are in-game ring accessories that vary by retailer. That's an interesting thing right there. How do you feel about that, Brake? Like if a game...
I'm not a fan of that.
You're not a fan of that? I ain't either, because then that forces you to like pick the best option from retailers, right? So if Best Buy has like a ring that does a certain thing, then you'd be forced to go to Best Buy. What if you didn't like Best Buy? Like for me, it's GameStop. I refuse to go to GameStop. I don't care what deal they got. The only way that I would ever go back to GameStop is A, to renew my magazine subscription, which I do every year, and B, Dragon Quest was exclusive to GameStop. That is the only way that I would go there. But forcing people to go to certain retailers is junk. I hate it. I really do. I think it's dumb. It's like, you know what Best Buy was doing with the Blu-rays break with the Marvel movies? They were doing the steel packaging, which is awesome. The steel package for the Blu-rays is fucking phenomenal. Right. But I hated the fact that I had to go to one specific place to get it. You know, I mean, what if some other place had cheaper Blu-rays and I wanted to go there? But, man, it just makes you have to make hard decisions sometime. Looks like Lex Luger joins chat, a.k.a. MXT. What's up, MXT? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. What do we have next, break?
Coming to us live from Silken Era, Prescription for Sleep, Lullabies of Mana has 12 Secret of Mana songs.
Oh.
A new album of arranged, oh God, Secret of Mana music. I hate arranged.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not always. Sometimes arranged is good, but a lot of times arranged just turns out to be like crappy versions of it when you prefer to listen to like the original. Norihoko Hibino?
Yeah, that's fine.
The saxophonist and composer, thank God Eric and Mug aren't here. Composer from Metal Gear Solid and pianist Ayaki, who performed on Etrian Odyssey soundtrack, recorded new versions of 12 songs from Secret of Mana. And there's a list of the songs. I don't think anybody really needs to listen to it, but it's available for $9.99. It is the third in Scarlet Moon's Prescription for Sleep series. And that's enough.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of cool. But like you said, it depends on the arrangement. Some composers do pretty good with it. You know, some arrangements are okay. It's hit or miss for me, for sure.
Usually it just turns out that I would prefer the original.
Yeah. Usually that's the case for sure. But there are a couple arrangements out there that like a couple of the Final Fantasy arrangements have been pretty elegant and pretty good, man. But I agree, man. The original usually is better. All right, let's go to the next story from Gamatsu. Monster Monpiece, Hyperdimension Neptunia U, and Hyperdevotion Noir coming to Steam in 2016. This should have been an RP Grinders exclusive because we actually got the press release for this a little while back. I didn't get a chance to see it in time, though. But Idea Factory International will bring Monster Monpiece, Hyperdimension Neptunia U, Action Unleashed, and Hyperdevotion Noir Goddess Blackheart to PC via Steam in 2016, the publisher announced. All three were originally released for the PS Vita. God damn it, I want a Vita, man. There's a lot of fucking things I want that I don't have. But there you go. So PC, coming soon, guys. There you go. What do we got next? Do you have anything on that?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel launches December 22nd in North America. Merry Christmas. Legends of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel will launch for PlayStation 3 and Vita in North America on December 22nd. Along the standard edition, RPG will be available in a limited Lionheart edition, including a 100-page art book featuring art from the game and its 2016 due sequel, Trails of Cold Steel 2, a 1.5-inch emblem pin representing the Erebonian Empire. And a collector's box designed to house both the first game and its sequel.
That's okay as long as they don't charge ton of shit. MXT's asking where Eazy-E, aka Funny T-Man, is. Eric is on assignment, dude. He texted me saying that he was going to Vegas. I think he might be in Vegas, man. Enjoying Vegas. Yeah.
Moria texted me and said he was going to be in Vegas too.
Oh, Moria did.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I wonder what they're gonna be doing over there. That sex orgy number 10 for sure, man. All right, next story from Gamatsu. Sony Europe trademarks Dark Cloud, Rogue Galaxy, The Mark of Kree, and The War of the Monsters. Goddamn, I had fun with all those games, man, except for War of the Monsters. Dark Cloud, Rogue Galaxy, and The Mark of Kree. Good games. Let's see. The list includes Dark Cloud, Rogue Galaxy, Mark of Kree, War of the Monsters. So it's one of the PS2 titles coming to the PlayStation 4 via the PS2 emulation. That's kind of cool. It's about time. I thought they would do that with the PS3 for sure, bring a lot of the PS2 games to the PlayStation Network. But it's good to see that some of those are coming. It looks like Dark Cloud 2, Ape Escape 2, Twisted Metal Black, which, man, everybody remembers Twisted Metal Black, right? I mean, that's kind of...
They got to bring Twisted Metal back to us, huh?
Yeah, they should just do a new Twisted Metal, like a good one, like a really good one for the PS4. Yeah, well, that's cool. Twisted Metal Black was a good game, and so was Mark of Kree. I don't know if you remember Mark of Kree.
Break.
That's a great game. It was from a lot of the Disney animators, but whatever. There you go. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us from Gamatsu, Dark Souls 3 launches in North America and Europe on April 12th. And when it comes out, the game will be available in Day 1 Edition for $59.99. Wow. And here's where things start getting absurd. This is America. Like, there are different collector's editions. In America, we get the $59.99, which is a copy of the game, strategy guide, soundtrack, and the sleeper packaging, which sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
The collector's edition for $130 comes with a copy of the game, the guide, a soundtrack, art book, clock game map, a 10-inch Red Knight statue, and a collector's box. So basically, you're paying for a fucking statue.
I agree, but some of those statues, man, if you just get the statues on their own, like I was looking at a statue for Thanos, right? The Marvel character Thanos, which is my favorite character. And those things are running like $900, dude. So, like, it sounds unreasonable, which it is. If you're just getting it just for the game and, you know, a couple little extras, I don't advise it, like, because obviously we all aren't made of money. But I can see if I was making a lot of money, I would be inclined to buy something like this. So... in chat, they're talking about Dark Cloud is awesome. It's definitely a cool game. I love. You know what I like about Dark Cloud, Breakman? Mm. I like the fact that like they show you on the map where all the cool shit is, like your hidden treasures and stuff like that. You can just see it on the map and go for it. You know, that was a cool thing in that game. MXT's talking about me hugging Ted Cruz at a Ted Cruz rally. Oh man, that's untrue. I don't ever think I'd be in the same room as Ted Cruz, let alone giving that dude a hug, man. All right. Yeah, so $130
That's the American version, but the European version gets a little bit more interesting because we're talking about statues.
Yeah.
In Europe, you get the Apocalypse Edition, which is the game, a metal case, an official CD soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
The Collector's Edition, which is... a copy of the game, the Red Knight figurine that we talked about in North America,
mm-hmm.
Trilogy hardcover art book, the metal case, the soundtrack, a 3-inch, wait, not the 3x iron on patch. Oh, 3 iron on patch, my bad. Soft yeah. game map, exclusive box. Like I said, I'm dying of the swine flu, so yeah. I'm a little buggy.
For sure.
But here's where things get a little bit interesting. The Prestige Edition.
Yeah.
A copy of the game, a numbered 40-centimeter premium Lord of Cinder hand-painted polystone resin figurine.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Along with the Red Knight statue. So this one comes with two statues.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And that statue is not available in North America. Europe only.
Yeah, Europe, you are a bully for sure. so how much do you think that thing's going to cost? Like $300-$400, huh?
Well, I said Europe only, not Europe's a bully. But so everybody... Gripper, he said it, not me.
Well, Gripper is the exception to the rule out there. So if you're listening, Gripper. But yeah, what do you think, man? $300-$400 for that thing? I mean, realistically, like, is that worth it? I don't think so, man. Unless you got
that's the things they don't list the price for the European version. Yeah. They just for North America.
Yeah. If I had the money, I'd probably buy it. That's just the way that I am, but I don't have the money. So I'd be lucky to get the collector's edition, you know, either that or wait till it gets cheaper later on. Like, but I like Dark Souls quite a bit. So it'd be tempting for me if I had the money for sure. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Mega Tag Mansion Blank plus Neptune versus Zombies coming west to...
that's the full name of the game?
Yeah. Mega Tag Mansion Blank plus Neptune versus Zombies. So that's the full name. Also an Idea Factory property. I wish they would have included this with the other one. It's coming to the PlayStation Vita with PlayStation TV compatibility in North America and Europe. In retail and digital formats in spring 2016. Dude, Eric's on a lot of these PR lists, and he sent me the PR email from Idea Factory. And our Idea Factory is quickly reminding me of NIS, man. They're starting to put out some good shit, you know. So it's interesting, man. Yeah. Mega Tag Mansion Blank plus Neptune versus Zombies. So there you go. Do you want to hear
the mouthful fucking for making it that title?
It is, fast. Man. Why can't they just do something like MTB plus Neptune versus Zombies or MTBN versus Zombies? You know, something simpler. I don't know. But here's a description of this game. Would you, at the end of this, let me know if you'd play this break. It says,
I'm not prejudging the game. I'm just kidding.
All right,
go ahead.
Here we go. Fight off zombie hordes with friends in the first multiplayer game in the Neptunia series, Mega Tag Mansion Blank plus Neptune versus Zombies for the PlayStation Vita system, set in Gamma Academy. Gamma Industries Academy for CPUs and CPU candidates, Blank and friends must film a movie to save their school, fend off zombies, and look cute at the same time. Play with up to four friends in the multiplayer mode, or with two support characters to boost statuses in battle. Tag team with another character, including new characters, Tamsoft and Yuzumi Tenobashi, and familiar faces Plutia, Pichi, Dengekiko, and Famitsu to nep up some zombies. Additionally, you can stylize characters with accessories like glasses, eye patches, and masks to make sure you look extra cute while slaying. What do you think, Brake? You playing it?
This sounds like it's geared towards the younger generation of zombie players.
I think so. Let's see. What is... they're talking shit about me. Oh, MXT says Frank hates the police because he flunked out of the police academy. Then years later, he ran...
That is not true. I've seen every police academy movie, and Frank is not in any of them.
Thank you. Thank you for vouching for me, Brake. And then Freak 5 says, Chaos says, and he probably had the bad luck to pay the late fees a couple of days before they went out of business. Oh, yeah. No, I think I would have just waited till they went out of business, like most people with Blockbuster. All right. Last story of the day comes to us from Gamatsu. Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force coming west in spring 2016. So another Idea Factory property. So there you go. People are pretty familiar with Fairy Fencer F. So there you go. PlayStation 4 2016. Like I said, Idea Factory is coming out strong in 2016 for sure. So that's pretty cool,
man.
They
strongly need somebody to help them rename their game.
They do. That's one thing, man. They got really long names for their games. But that's pretty standard with Japanese RPGs for sure, man. So
I know, but for people like you and me, it's not a problem. But if they want to like sell to the larger market, I think they really need some better naming.
Yeah, they may need, like, for instance, like Xenoblade. That's easy enough. I mean, that's sellable, you know. All right, no homie discounts this week. Are there any Twitter questions? I think Freak 5 sent us a Would You Rather.
Yes. Freak 5's mad at me because apparently, of last week. So let's go ahead and start. Freak 5 Cast is mad at me, and let's go. He's mad at me because I already gave you a bet, and we were asking people to give us a bet. The winner chooses who does what, but one of you gives the other a blumpkin, and that is why we said go F yourself, Freak 5 Chaos. We want a reasonable bet. Freak 5 Chaos then says, and nostalgia kicked in, and it was only $4, so I've been playing Neverwinter Nights 1, which we talked about. He also says, I have convinced the host of the server I used to play on to try and set it up again.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. And then he says, I told the show about the Cheetos Sweetos months ago. Let's see. I'm sorry. I don't pay attention to snacks. Eric's supposed to pay attention to the snacks.
Yeah.
And then he adds, would you rather have sex with a live turkey or eat a turkey someone had sex with after it was cooked?
Oh, my. I'm going to defer to you on this one, Brake.
I'm not having sex with turkey. I guess I'm eating the fucking gross ass sexed out turkey.
Oh God. Is that pre-cooked or like after cooked? Like you have to have sex with it before and then cook it?
That's the good news. At least it's cooked.
No, I'm saying, do you have to have sex with it before and then eat it after?
No, you don't have sex with it. Somebody else has sex with it. And then
before
you
or after it's cooked?
After.
After? Oh, God. That's a really fucking tough choice, dude. Ugh.
I don't think it's that tough. The other choice is have sex with a turkey.
Yeah, I guess, man. I'd have to do the same.
Bestiality or just something disgusting?
Something disgusting for sure, man. Ugh. God damn it, Freak 5. The mind of Freak 5 KS, man. Wouldn't you like to spend like maybe 10 minutes in that mind, man? Like,
I wonder if his family knows about these tweets. Like, they might be concerned for his health or safety.
He might have 3 or 4 Twitter accounts, man. Dungeon Buster joined chat. What's up, Dungeon Buster? MXT's in there, Freak 5, and of course, Wyland's in there as well. We need Gripper in chat. Gripper hasn't joined in a while, man. All right. Anything else on Twitter?
He was actually, I think it was either last week or the week before. He was in, because I was asking him some questions about Black Friday in England. That's actually all of Twitter. But I think it's interesting that European countries are starting to adopt, like, Black Friday.
Yeah. Well, they're realizing they can make a shit ton of money, man. Like, Black Friday.
Right, they don't celebrate, like, any holiday. Like, there's no Thanksgiving or any of these European countries. It's just all about getting these huge sales for the holidays, I guess. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a cultural thing, dude. Like people adopt a lot of American things, just like we adopt a lot of things from different countries. You know, like some of the food here, like, you know, the fast food restaurants were, you know, like, for instance, hamburgers were kind of a German thing for a long time, and that just kind of translated easily to fast food.
They are a German thing. Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, for
Frankfurters
sure.
And
Wiener schnitzels and, you know, shit like that. And then, you know, later on it became like, you know, like Taco Bell obviously was Mexican influenced, even though it's not really Mexican food. But,
yeah,
you know, I consider that
Mexican food. I barely consider Taco Bell food.
Well, right. I'd like it because it tastes good, but it's not, you know, but that's, you know, it's not an argument I'm making. Like, you know, that's something for a different day, but it's influenced. You know what I mean? Like tacos are a Mexican staple, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's like, that's the way it is. But all right. Anything else?
No, not on Twitter. That's it.
All right. I didn't check Facebook. I don't think we had anything on Facebook, but what have you been playing, Brake?
Same old Halo and Record Keeper and stuff like that. But last week I played some Killer Instinct and some pinball, and I wanted to talk to you about pinball, but you weren't here.
Sure. What about pinball? I'm here now, man.
That was last week. That's over with.
Oh, it's over with. You're gonna be like a salty woman that doesn't want to like after the fact. If you ask, like, you have to beg it out of them. I'm not begging you. Right. I
downloaded Pinball FX2, which is a free download, and they give you a free table. But all my old 360 tables,
mm-hmm.
all free. And get to re-download all of them. It's awesome.
What, on the 360? Yeah.
Shit. No, so the ones I bought on the 360, I get for free on Xbox One.
Oh, that's cool. So kind of remembered, and then you could just download all those ones. That's cool. You know what one that I really like a lot is that Moon Knight one. Have you ever played the Moon Knight table?
Moon Knight, good one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
There's a table I was trying to play that you have just a ridiculous score on. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I do, dude. I got a ridiculous score on Moon Knight. I figured something out on that table. And you know what's funny? I can up that score, dude. I know I can. Like, it just took me a couple tries to get it to where it was. But it was ridiculous. It was, dude. Like,
what up, Billy Mitchell?
I know. Yeah, move over, Billy Mitchell. Fucking Frank's in town now, motherfucker. Weiland's talking shit about playing you in Killer Instinct. He needs to add you. So he can break
my ass. Yeah.
Dude, Weiland is a fucking beast at fighting games, dude.
Like, I'll play against him, but it'll just be a massacre.
Yeah. Weiland's a good fighting guy. Like, if you need to know anything about fighting games, Weiland's the go-to person on that for sure. But
I've only got a couple of characters, Saberwolf and Maya.
Yeah. Oh, MXT is out of here. Damn, son of a bitch, MXT. I want to talk shit to MXT some more. He had to leave real quick. But
yeah, leave. Yeah, we have so much shit to say about you.
I know, MXT. God damn it. You left early, you son of a bitch. So is that all you've been playing, then?
I can't remember what the table was. I was playing. It's definitely one of the Marvel tables that wasn't Moon Knight. That I've, maybe Fear Itself?
I never played that one. Is that the Blade one? There's a cool Blade table.
Fear Itself is Captain America and Thor. Captain America and Thor.
I like the Blade table. Have you ever played that one? That one's fun.
I don't think I have played that one. Mm.
Weiland says Wolf is a punk, and Freak 5 says Combo Breaker. Maya's cool. Yeah. All right. I've been playing more Marvel Puzzle Quest. Not much to update there, except they added these command points, and I had no idea what these command points were for. Turns out you can trade them in for, like, legendary pack, like a legendary character or something. So I need five more to get one, because it takes 25 command points to get one. Okay. So I'm holding off on that. Hopefully I get something really cool, which would be awesome. I did get another power for Psylocke, which I was super excited for. I hadn't gotten anything that cool in a long time. I play the I left my other alliance to join another alliance, because alliance I was in, I mean, it would be like only two people playing at a time, and you get extra points the more people that play. And I joined an alliance where every person in the alliance, 20 people, plays every day. So it's like 200 like bonus points I can spend on, you know, adding jewel power, like green and black or whatever. You know, that's how those games go. Freak 5 saying, how much more money have you spent on it? I haven't spent a penny. Like, I spent that initial $20 just to give myself some, you know, breathing room and like extra packs of stuff and upgrading my characters. But past the $20, I have not spent any more money, and that's a good thing. I think the game is well worth $20. But dude, some of those packs are ridiculous. Like, you can spend $100 to like get extra coin, which basically makes it a play to win type of game, and that's what I have a problem with. But whatever. Looks like I lost Brake, but I'm going to try to get him back in a minute. But anyways, yeah, Freak 5, I haven't spent a ton, which is okay. You know, I mean, $20 for a game that I've had that much enjoyment with is not a ton. So, do we get you back, Brake?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, cool. But yeah, he's asking about how much money I spent. $20, that's about all I spent. Maybe 21, 22, but it's worth it for all the enjoyment I've gotten out of that game. It's kept me sane many a day, for sure, because a lot of times I haven't had time to really play games. So, you know, it keeps me in the loop anyways. But yeah. All right, let's move on to our Stinkos this week. Brake, do you have a Stinko this week?
Well, other than what happened in San Bernardino, me dying of SARS.
First it was bird flu or swine flu, and now it's SARS. And then Ebola, right? Combination of Ebola. Everything.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you knew about that one, but yeah. Ebola, swine flu, bird flu, smallpox, dysentery. Yeah, never mind. I don't want the dysentery. Let's move on.
Eric has a stinko this week, man. I don't know if you heard about this, Brake. We talked a little bit about it before the show, but Konami did not allow Hideo Kojima to attend the Game Awards in 2015, the recent Game Awards. So
did they have, like, bounce out front just waiting for him to show up?
Well, no.
He kind of strolls out, and all of a sudden these two big beefy guys come over and start kicking his ass.
That would be funny, for sure. I would have liked Kojima to show up just to cause havoc like that, but he did not. He has a little more class than that. But this is from Jeff Keighley on via Gamatsu, or Gamatsu via Jeff Keighley. He says, Mr. Kojima had every intention of being with us tonight. But unfortunately, he was informed by a lawyer representing Konami just recently that he would not be allowed to travel to tonight's awards ceremony to accept any awards. He's still under an employment contract. It's disappointing, and it's inconceivable to me that an artist like Hideo would not be allowed to come here and celebrate with his peers and his fellow teammates. Hideo's in Tokyo right now watching the show. So apparently he left Konami on October 9th, but is still under contract until this month, which, you know, I think that's a bunch of crap, man. I don't know how you feel about that, Brake. Like, I'm, you know, you're under contract. Isn't the classy thing to do just let the guy go to shows and, you know, whatever.
They,
you
know, lawyered up on their own employee.
I know, like, isn't that weird? That's how much power.
Under contract. I don't think he's actually technically an employee anymore, but, you know, like, somebody under their umbrella, like they lured up on their own guy. Like, God, like that's harsh.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
That's saying we don't want you.
Yeah, that's like,
go after yourself. You've done so much for our company, you've been all these great games, and you've done such good game for the gaming industry. Now get that out.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like,
you're out the window, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, that guy basically built Konami a good fucking stronghold in the industry, right? I mean, I know Konami had other properties. I mean, what did they start out with? Contra, you know, and some other, you know, pretty big properties
in the
back
dance game. But I think the ones that have really hit big in North America have been the Metal Gear games.
Yeah, for sure. Metal Gear was like their backbone, right? That's what they built everything else around. You know, I mean, that's... Kojima is an absolute fucking legend. You know, whether you like the later games or not, I personally didn't like the later games. I didn't think they had a ton of substance. They just reverted back to a lot of crazy, you know, shit that they did back in the day. And it kind of fell flat for me personally. I mean, I know the games are decent. But I don't know, man. You know, it's weird. Freak 5 says, Stinkos, I had a tooth pulled on Monday. Frank is back. Mug isn't on the show this week. So those are his Stinkos. Yeah, appreciate that, Freak.
I'll go to Vegas with him and Eric.
Yeah, he's in Vegas with Eric right now. Dungeon Buster says, the Konami I grew up with has left the industry. I totally agree with that, Dungeon. No harmonica music this week, Freak 5 says. Yes, thankfully, no harmonica. My stinkos this week, dude. First and foremost, we talked a little bit about it earlier, but the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland, passed away. I guess it was this morning, so today. It was kind of a shock, but in retrospect, not really. I mean, he had been in and out of rehab several times. Like he was. Definitely addicted to cocaine, heroin at one point. There's a lot of varying reports of the various drugs he used. I remember a concert I went to with Stone Temple Pilots back in the day when they were first getting huge here at Red Rocks. And it was really good. I mean, he's a really good performer. Scott Weiland was in Stone Temple Pilots. So the passing of him is definitely at the top of the list. Very close behind, though, Christmas shopping, Breakman. I fucking hate going out to stores to Christmas shop. I'll shop all day long online. Going out to Christmas stores during the season, dude.
Blow you.
Oh, my God. They suck.
You know, you're immortal and everything.
Yeah, well, I am immortal, man. So people kind of part ways when I go. But still, it's kind of a pain in the ass that I have to get to that step break. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to have to do that. I just want to go get my shit and get out, you know? I don't know. It just sucks. Dungeon Buster says, Konami was putting out more games than their NES contract allowed them to. They made a shell corporation to get around Nintendo's restrictions, but can't cut Kojima some slack. I agree, Dungeon Buster. It was total bullshit, man. I can't wait till he's doing new IPs. If in fact he even, I mean, he doesn't need to prove anything at all, Kojima. But I'm interested to see if he does anything new under a new company. But yeah, Christmas shopping break, man. I don't know about you, dude. Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I don't have that much. I think. Most of it's done.
Yeah.
Well, not.
Yeah.
Like,
you're kind of breaking up, dude. But yeah, it's.
I think I'm good. I'm mostly done.
Yeah, I'm mostly done too. I just got a couple quick things for the kids and maybe my parents, and that's about it, dude. I'm sick of it already, and I didn't do a ton of it. Freak 5 says his wife does the shopping for the kids, and hell, she sometimes order what she wants from me. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Just do everything online.
Make sure your Twitter account's fully password so she can never see it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's your sweeto this week, Break? What?
Dysentery yet? Or
yeah, you have
tuberculosis.
Yep.
Yeah, or the stars. None of that.
Yeah, you do sound kind of sick, dude. Get better, dude. I mean, that shit sucks. It's like a crud that you just can't. I just got over some of that shit, but Whippix picked up a different cold, and I'm hoping I don't catch that, man, for sure. But
it never fails. Like, I just got my flu shot, so it's like, well, you can't get the flu, so you're gonna get something else.
Yeah, for sure. It's like Murphy's Law, dude. Whatever bad can happen will happen or whatever. But yeah. Or that, what is it probably under the same umbrella. If you have good things happen to you, eventually something bad has to happen or whatever. Freak 5 says his wife isn't on Twitter, so he doesn't have anything to worry about.
I know. I was talking about her. Just open up your account. Like, hey.
What is this? Would you rather here, Freak 5? I mean, can you explain this to me? All right, man. Sweeto of the week, man. Anything good this week?
Something's actually really coming to mind right now because, like I said, I haven't been feeling. I guess I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Sweetos, he found out that scotch doesn't make his blood sugar spike, and he got a letter about a class action lawsuit in which he's going to get an extra couple $100. So that's kind of cool. And because of the pulled tooth prescription pain meds. I got my own pain meds here, dude. It involves a lot of weed. That's what it involves. But anyways, Sweeto of the week, man, for me. Getting back to grinders for sure, man. I've been out the past couple weeks. Last week I just couldn't help, man. But it's good to get back in the saddle, man. I'm happy to be back and, you know, enjoying the show as always. But, you know, I got another really cool one, break. And this is going to – I'm glad you're here, dude, and nobody else for this conversation. But the Broncos, dude. Beating the Patriots, dude. Did anybody expect that with second stringer Brock Osweiler in there?
I don't think one did.
Yeah. And you know what? They should have beat them in regulation. The defense let them down at the end of regulation. But damn, they played a good game, dude. It was an exciting game. Did you watch it, Brake?
I saw some of it. I didn't see, like, overtime.
Yeah.
But I saw most of it.
It was fun, dude. It was a fun game. It was probably the best game I've seen all year. For sure.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know what else is going to be a fun game, break, and we're going to have to bet on it is the Bengals Broncos, dude. That's going to be a fun game. Yeah. But you know what that's going to be for? That's going to be for the number 2 seed, that game. So.
Yeah. Well, it might be for the number 1 seed if the Patriots, suffered a lot of injuries. They might not be as.
It is a possibility. The only thing is the Bengals have to hope that they lose one more in addition because
that's what I mean. Since the Patriots are kind of wounded now, yeah. I think some of them might see some blood in the water.
You know what I should have given a stinko to was Patriot fan, dude. You should have seen the tweets after that game. Oh, Gronk got hurt. That's why you guys. But if it would have been, you know, if they would have had a full cast of characters, then you guys would have lost. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Gronkowski played what 3.5 quarters of that game, Brickman. Mm-hmm. Like you can't use that as an excuse, right? Because if we're gonna use that as an excuse,
injuries is an excuse in this league. You have to there's nothing you can do. The game has to be played.
I was looking at the injury reports for both teams, Brake, and they were very similar. Like both teams have lost a lot of key players, right? So there's a lot of key players out for that game. But the one that I always point to, Peyton fucking Manning not being in there. I mean, come on, how can you not look at that? You know, I mean, if you're going to use excuses. I mean, Peyton Manning, the franchise fucking quarterback, isn't in there, and you fucking cry about Gronkowski. Get out of here. It'd be like losing Tom Brady for them, you know, and relying on their backup. Like, it just, I don't know. It's weird. Freak 5 says, further, Sweeto, because of his diabetes and changing his diet and drinking less beer, his man boobs are gone. Well, that's good, man. I kind of like those man boobs, though, Freak. Like, you know, those are good, like, to grab on. You know, so I don't know if I'm kind of iffy on that break, man. Kind of iffy on Freak 5 losing his man boobs, but whatever. I guess he says. All right,
Malaria isn't going to kill me than this show is.
Yeah. Eric did have a review. I don't know if he did this last week of the Peanuts movie.
I don't remember talking about peanuts last week.
Yeah, maybe he'll do it when we all convene back next week. I don't know where Mug is this week either. Maybe he had some familial obligations. But all right, man, we're going to go to free fall. Anything that you wanted to talk about this week, Brake? Because if not, I'll just end this shit early, man.
Well, I don't know if you really – if you want to get into what happened in San Bernardino.
No, for sure, dude. Let's talk about it because there's a lot of interesting angles that we could talk about that story with. Obviously, San Bernardino, what was it, 12 people I saw last got killed by some idiot couple that decided to just run roughshod and shoot people. I mean, there's a lot of stuff being brought up, like gun control and all that. And obviously, gun control probably would help.
This is a really complicated issue because, for one thing, like it would have to be a gun control. It would be basically the same throughout the country, which I just can't see that happening. States like Texas, Wyoming, and Ohio would say no.
Yeah.
You know, to being as strict as, say, California is, which is the most strict gun control state in the country.
Right. And I don't think it helps in California, but I don't think it helps a lot in California. There's still a lot of crime there, you know. I don't know, man.
Basically, if you've looked at the statistics as far as gun shooting and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Aside from the mass shootings, which are horrific and scary, gun violence is down in the country. Less people die every year from gun violence.
Yeah,
up until this year, which has been mass shooting hell.
Yeah, mass shooting hell, and also police violence, which we can't discount either. You know, I mean, that adds to the general public's paranoia and the want for guns. I don't think the want for guns would be there nearly as much if we didn't have police abuse problem.
No, because there's a lot of fear of terrorism. I mean, what happened in San Bernardino, it was terrorism.
Well, there's some debate on that, man. I know there's new information coming out all the time, and it may very well be terrorism. I mean, how could it not be?
I listened to the FBI report before the show. It's confirmed terrorism now.
Is it confirmed? Yeah. That's sad, man.
They found links to ISIS on their hard drive.
Ugh.
Research. And which they tried to destroy and such like that.
Yeah, the conspiracy theorist in me would, or conspiracy theorists out there would probably say, you know, this is just a government cover up. It really wasn't terrorism. That's just what they want you to think, et cetera, et cetera. But, I go with the facts, Brake. And if the facts are the facts, I go with the facts. You know what I mean? Like, I don't let shit bias me all that much. Like, if the FBI came out with a report saying this, I have to take that at face value, you know?
Yeah, so I.
So,
because if the government was going to cover anything up, they would say it wasn't terrorism, and then this was another crazy. This is more crazy people or thugs trying to start trouble. You know, we need more gun control. And more gun control isn't going to stop terrorism, but it would stop other things.
Here's what
happened to Planned Parenthood last week with that guy. That guy's out of his fucking mind. There's no reason he should have been able to have access to a gun.
It's weird. Because
there's a problem that comes in there because mental health is one of the things that gets you off of the list of being able to get a gun. But we've got HIPAA laws and privacy medical laws that Trump does. Your health information is completely hidden, even from like a gun background check. If you're not like considered, if you don't have like a violent history, even though you could be somebody who could possibly be violent, not someone who should have a weapon.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Brake, but then you got to think, dude, I mean, facts are facts, right? Like, If you look at England, or even someplace like Canada, just to the north of us, or even Mexico, right? I think that if gun control was in place, then obviously crime would take a nosedive. Like, if we didn't have access to guns as easily as we do, then it's a law of averages, right? Like, I don't want to do a confirmation bias on this, but I just strongly believe that it wouldn't. I don't think we should. I think we're a free country for a reason, and if we want a gun, then we should have access to a gun, right? I'm not saying don't allow anybody to have guns.
More restrictions. There are so many, like, loopholes in things to people getting guns. Like, we have gun shows where you can go and buy a gun without a background check.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to have background checks. There have been, like, I've seen where it happens. Anyway, news reports.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, like, people still are able to get guns even if it's illegal for them to get guns, but less and less of those people are able to get them. But then, you're like I said before, places like Ohio, Texas, Wyoming, Alaska, they will fight you tooth and nail if you try them.
But I can understand places like those in a way, Breakman. Right. Like, I can understand Alaska for sure, right? You're out in the wilderness, you got to deal with bears and, you know, all kinds of shit out there. Even someplace in Colorado. Like, I've been camping here before and have had run-ins with wildlife, and guns would have been useful if you were being attacked. Like, I can see, you know, you using a gun for protection. Like, those are the type of things. Like,
we
hunters.
Have coyotes around here. That'd be nice for them. Those are nasty animals.
Yeah, coyotes are nasty. Oh, I got to tell you a story about coyote. Remind me about the coyote story that just happened recently. But no, seriously, like, there's times when guns are warranted. Hunters up here, like, there's a reason why hunters are allowed to kill deer. There's an overpopulation of deer in the state of Colorado. It's just the way that it is. And
across the country, really, deer are just – because we've pushed back the national predators, deer basically are allowed to, you know, mass produce.
Yeah.
Hunters aren't.
Right.
Back.
Right, exactly. Like,
they can have their mass deer meat because that's the – gross.
It's okay. Depends in which form. Like, I've had some good deer sausage. I've had, like, summer sausage is really good. I've had some deer jerky that's pretty good if it's spiced right. Like, I'm not a big fan either, Brake. Like, I don't like wild meat. Like, I just don't. Like, we got some beef from New Mexico that was, you know, like, not store-bought. Like, it was slaughtered and you get some of the meat and stuff. And I don't like it. Like, it just doesn't, you know, tastes good. And Freak 5 brings up a good point here too, Brake. He said, you could be sane when you get a gun and go crazy later. And that's true, man. Like that's why, like, I think of countries like England, Brake, man, they don't have nearly the problems that we have here. I'm not saying they don't have people that shoot people and, you know, other things, but it's like uber rare. It's like an uber rare event. Here it's like every day. Like, every day you hear of something new, whether it's cops or people or whatever, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah, and actually, it's happening in the places where the gun laws are more strict.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Just, which really messed up. Like, here in Ohio, we haven't had, like, a mass shooting problem, but we have people who, because it's an open carry state, people walk around with assault rifles in Ohio.
Really? I didn't know it was an open carry over there. That's, I mean...
Okay.
I don't like
open carry in Ohio.
Being around a person with a gun, whether it's a police officer or a regular person, is an uneasy feeling to me, Brake.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like the feeling of being around a gun in general. I just don't. Like, I could see myself owning a gun because I really do enjoy shooting a gun. Like, I've been out to the range with Wiffix a few times, and we enjoy it. It's fun. It's fun to shoot a gun, right? Like, there's just no question about it. Like, it's a fun thing. But I could never see a scenario, unless I'm protecting my family from somebody, where I would pull that gun on somebody. I just can't see it. Like, I don't. You know, I don't get it. It's just scary. It's a scary proposition. It's one thing to shoot a target, but to have a gun and pull it on somebody is a completely different feeling. I think I'd be too nervous, man. It's just, you know, it's just not something for me. You know, it's just weird.
And you say that, and I know a lot of people are saying, well, I could do it, you know.
It's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to do it.
In that kind of situation, like, it's like, 60% of the people are so what's the term, like, so nervous at that point that it's a lot harder than you'd think.
Absolutely. Nervous
thinking.
Well, it's one thing to pull a gun on somebody. It's another thing to pull the trigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Break, like, you never know how you would react in that situation. It's like fighting. Like, I happen to be a very good fighter, but I how would you react in that situation? If somebody, you know, came up to your family, started talking shit, of course you'd defend them, but how would you react? Like, would you get knocked the fuck out because you couldn't pull the trigger on your arm hitting somebody? Like, how would it play out? You know, just weird.
Yeah.
Freak Five says the wildlife doesn't want Frank's ancient dried flesh. That's probably true. He also says, I love deer. My father-in-law makes some great deer jerky. See, deer jerky is good if it's spiced right. If it's not spiced right, yeah. I've had it good a few times, but I've had it bad a few times too. I don't like the meat itself. Like, if you cook it, it's just not good. I'm not used to it. I don't like wild flesh. I don't. It's not a good taste to me.
It's not to me either. Yeah. I agree.
Freak Five says he saw an article where a cop said if he was responding to a shooting, he would shoot anyone he saw with a gun. He wouldn't know who was the bad guy and who was the good guy with a gun. Yeah, see, that's scary. That's why cops make me super nervous. Like, Brick, you know, I have a job at a dispensary. I was talking to Wipix about this. Like, what if a cop stopped me? Like, what if I was speeding, like, after work? I usually get off at midnight, you know, like 12:30. And mm-hmm. what if I was driving and I was speeding and I got pulled over? I would be afraid for my life because a cop has a gun and I don't. And I smell like weed. I just smell like weed all the time. Working in a dispensary, you smell like weed. Like, you can't get around it. Like, I don't smoke.
I work in a fish department, so I completely understand.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So a cop pulls me over. He automatically has suspicion, right? Because they can use scent as suspicion for some weird reason. Like, you know, what do? I told Wivix I just shut my mouth, let him take me to jail. Like, I'm not going to do a field sobriety test because what if you happen to trip or get off balance or something like that? I'd end up with a DWI.
Oh, or never, DUI. Ever take the breathalyzer test.
No.
Those things are proven to be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Like, they're going to have to take me
not
in.
Not ever take a breathalyzer.
Yeah, no way. Like, it's nonsense. Like, they're going to... Here in Colorado, they're going to have to change the laws when it comes to DUIs. Like, you can't, especially when it in regards to weed, because they're not testing for the right things. It's like, did I tell you I failed a test at Home Depot?
Yeah,
I failed a test at Home Depot. I went out to a shop and I got the synthetic urine because I was thinking that I was going to have to take a pee test to work at Home Depot. Well, they do it differently. They take oral samples, you know, from your mouth. And it's like, Freak Five says, I'm acting like I didn't smell like weed before I started working at a dispensary. Son of a bitch. No, but even more so now, man. Like, I smell like weed constantly because, you know, I smoke it and plus I work at a dispensary. So, but I never smoked before work and I never smoked during work. So I could see a scenario where I would get pulled over for speeding or whatever, you know, and get in a lot of trouble. And I figured out that I should just shut my mouth and let him arrest me. And I told Wipix, if that ever happens, I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to let him take me to jail. And, you know, we'll go from there. And I'll go to court. I'd rather go to court than die. So, you know, it's one of those scenarios, Brick.
I'm like, yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't even think I would say that, Brick. I don't want to give them a chance to think I'm a smart ass or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't say anything. I mean, they do tell you, you have a right to remain silent. So that's, you know, I'm well within my rights, not saying anything until I get
there. I know, but you know, I can't control myself. I always have to say something.
Yeah, I know, man. It's hard to control that urge to say something for sure. But I mean, if they asked me for ID and stuff, I probably would give it to them, you know? But
you know why I put you over? Because you're an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, without my bad.
Yeah, exactly. You're a dick. You're being fucking an asshole. But I don't know, man. The gun control in this country is weird. It's a unique country for sure. Like, yeah. Most countries don't have this job, man. You know,
it's a lot. It's so complicated because of the. I think our rights let me say they are rights, different rights, for, affecting other rights, like say like mental health versus like gun issue. Like it's really weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there. I mean, one law trumps another law, or one law blocks another law. It's a, maybe that's the problem here, Brake. Maybe we have too many laws. You know what I mean? Like, it's just weighted down too much. Freak 5 says, LOL, working at the dispensary has calmed Frank down. He hasn't exiled anyone since he started that job. Keep it up, Freak. I mean, I'm just getting started, man. New Year's coming up, dude. I got to, you know, I'm trying to get through the Christmas spirit here. So, you know.
New Year's resolution is to ban one person a day.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, who would be top of that list? MXT or Freak 5? I don't know. That's a tough choice. That's a tough choice. Probably MXT because he's not in here as much. So, I don't know. What else do you want to talk about, Brake? Or should we just end this bad boy?
I think I need some water and lay back down for a while.
Yeah. I think you need some sexual healing, man. Get Ms. Brakeman on that, brother.
I read somewhere that if you blew on a penis, it cures all diseases.
Exactly. Maybe get you know what you do. You go to Mrs. Brakeman. You say, you know, I read online that you know a BJ can go a long way in curing my illness here. You know, so see how that works. Yeah,
blowjobs cure stars.
Yeah. So and Ebola. So. There you go. All right, man. I think it's time to move on to our plugs, Brake. What you got for us this week? Hey, can you do an evil laugh? That's a request. I've been waiting to hear that evil laugh, man.
I don't know if I have my throat's really like kind of messed up.
Yeah, God, so you do it. You do it way better, dude. Way better. That's like creepy, scary, man. Yeah, exactly. Do
okay,
I?
Sorry, let me try this.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Okay, I can't do it.
I like it,
really
man. I like it. Really, all right, dude, plugs.
Follow at @break_man. Follow Mrs. @break_man and at RP Grinders and at Maury Mug and at Eric RPG. And and follow Honest Gamers and Jason Venter, and I forget what his Twitter name handle is.
I forget too. I follow Jason on Twitter, and I can't remember. But just go to honestgamers.com. All the information is there.
Yeah, right. Thank again for being with us last week. I appreciate that. We needed it.
Yeah.
And thank Chatters, and I'm sorry I sound like shit, and I know it.
Whatever. The average chatter would say that you sound like shit all the time, but you know, I don't believe them. Break for 1 second.
That's not the point.
All right, man. I also want to thank the chatters. Thank you to Freak 5 Chaos, Dungeon Buster, Wyland, MXT was in there. Unidentified Brad was in there, but I think once he realized Mug wasn't in here, he took off. So thank you guys.
He wanted to hear more about Moria's sexual escapades.
I know, man, for sure. All right, man, that's going to do it for this week. Thanks. Go to wickedradionetwork.com. If you haven't joined the live chat, it's fun. Fridays, 7 Eastern, wickedradionetwork.com. What else, man? Freak 5 was talking about Star Wars coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to definitely have some Star Wars talk coming up. He wanted us to talk about The Walking Dead mid-season finale, which I thought was fairly okay. I have not had a chance to watch Jessica Jones, but I will do so. I mean, it took me a long time to watch Daredevil, man. So Jessica Jones is there. It'll be there.
Netflix,
on Netflix. Yeah. But thanks, everybody, again, chat. Thanks for your support. All the archivers, you know, all that type of stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening. I want you guys to stay safe this weekend so we can see her back next week. Until then, I think we are out. What do you say, Brakeman?
Hola.
Yeah, we're out. See you guys next week, guys. Thanks for joining late.